Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good buddy Tim Berry back on the show. Tim is, as you know, folks, is the outstanding, one of the outstanding founders, founding members of our Brain Trust. And but more importantly, he's the founder of Palo Alto Software, which, as you know, is the folks who make Business Plan Pro. And he's the author of a number of books on business planning, including his new book, Business Planning Toolkit, and others that he's written on business planning. And he's here to talk to us about something to do with business planning, I promise you, folks. And maybe even, he might even have a comment on a football game, I'm not sure. Tim Berry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. What football game?
Happy New Year, Tim. There was a game earlier this week, wasn't there? A football game? What happened?
We don't talk about football here. We talk about business just for listeners. I do live just a couple miles from Autzen Stadium, where the Oregon Ducks play, and have a degree from that institution. A daughter has a degree from that institution, and I teach there off and on. So I may have been watching that football.
You might have been, I want the record to show that I didn't call and say anything to you. I wasn't mean about anything. You know, I didn't do anything to rub anything in. I just wanted to know if you want to talk about it.
Yeah, it's the first time I've seen sports in your column. I saw that on the Sunday email that I get and read with interest every Sunday. There it was, predicting the outcome of that game.
I predicted that Auburn would win, but I got to say though, it was one heck of a ball game.
I'm going to be writing about something related to that ball game, which maybe we don't. But I will make this point. I think we have to be careful in our society. I think we're losing the sportsmanship out of spectator sports these days.
What happened?
Early Tuesday. My daughter put my grandson on the phone because he's only seven. So.
Right.
He had to go to sleep, and he said, "Granddad, so what happened?" And I said, "Oh, it was a great game. The Ducks played their heart out, and they almost won." And there was a pause from a seven-year-old kid, and he said, "Granddad, why are you happy if they lost?"
Oh, no.
And I think that's just a iconic moment in what might be wrong with spectator sports.
I think it may be just more that the parent gets worked up about it, and then after it's over goes on to the next thing, because he or she has a perspective on life different from a seven-year-old. I mean, the seven-year-old, this is obviously a big deal to my daddy, and he wasn't happy about it or whatever. I think that may be what it is, but I do think some people do get worked up about these things.
Well, and if it's spectator sports and it's a great game and your team plays well, it can't spoil it for you if they didn't win, right? I mean,
right.
It's a game. It's sports. It's not war. Or
well, I'll tell you one thing. People have, I mean, whatever. And I was one of the people who thought that Oregon didn't have as they had. Let me put it this way: they impressed me because they showed up more than I thought they would. Because the SEC has got a strong record, and I was just impressed with Oregon. But what do you think about small businesses in this area? Do you think we get so hung up on certain things that we need to learn how to let go? We need to realize that I tell people all the time, your business is important, but it's not the most important thing to you. Your health and your family and your relationships, those are more important.
Absolutely. And the the defining everything as either a win, which is all good, or a loss, which is all bad, and then all pervasive, is very dangerous for the mental health of those of us who are out in the front lines of small business, because it's a lot more like baseball than the national championship in football, in that in baseball, the pitcher can throw three bad ones, balls, and still strike the batter out, and the batter that hits three out of every 10 times is a star.
Yeah.
The one guy in history, I think, Ty Cobb, or is it Ted Williams and Ty Cobb, who batted 400,
right.
were like, we still talk about them
100
years later.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
And so four out of 10, that ain't too bad. And that's a lot of small business owners have a better record than that, folks. You don't have to win everything, but you got to win some. And we're going to talk more about this, actually more about business planning with Tim Berry in the next segment. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.